You're dressed really nice today. You want to explain that?
Yeah, I thought, why not? It's Sunday. That a lot of people call that a fun day.
Yeah.
I got work in the morning.
Yeah.
So why not? Let's do it up. You know?
No, you look good. I am in my laundry day clothes, which is my own merch.
But I mean, if I were to remove this, which I won't yet.
Yeah.
We got to make the people wait for that, build a little tension. But I'm wearing that exact same shirt, different size, same shirt underneath the suit.
Wouldn't it be funny if Mary Lou and Giovanni showed up in my merch, which I've never given them?
It's like, we just thought it'd be a good idea.
You just thought it'd be cute, like rep you on the pod.
Speaking of which, why don't you plug your website right now?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Yo, what's up? It's time to plug some shit.
Yeah. Like me, you'll like my merch even better. Why don't you get my name on a sweater?
Why don't you get my name on a tee? If you don't, are you even my friend, my G?
Yo, let me tell you where it's at. The name of my next track on a black hat.
Yeah, let me give it a spin. We spin the records, but you also buying my pins.
Yo, one hat, $50.
One pin. $50, one sweater, $100. Holler, holler.
Yo, I'm performing in the back of an old shack, but my merch is really where that shit's at.
I'm performing in the back of a bus, but my merch is really shit, trust.
Trust me, my merch is not ugly. It's not made by the hands of those little kids, nah. This was made by an old grandma.
It was made by my old grandma. I forced her to work 7 days a week, brah. Yeah, 24 hours a day. Yeah, you might as well say that my grandma's my slave.
My merch business is not shady. When it comes to my business, I keep it in a family.
I keep it in the family. My mom and dad are my workers. Yeah, they call me a jerk. I'm like, fuck ya.
Yeah, maybe the place where they work is kinda hot. Maybe the place where they work, they sweat a lot. But I would never call that shit a sweatshop.
I would never call that shit a sweatshop. Buy my merch.
Buy my merch.
Buy my merch.
Buy my tea.
And I'm talking about it, you gon' get the urge.
Buy
my merch. Buy my merch. Even when I'm talking about it, suddenly you get the urge.
Ooh, goody, goody, goody. Put my name up on a hoodie, hoodie, hoodie.
And then it's gonna give you a woody, woody, woody. Woody. Yeah, you gotta do it to me, to me, to me.
Yo, I reached out to Funko Pop. They said, please, all these letters, it has to stop. So I got my little nephew named Clay, and I paid him like a 50 buck today.
I paid him 50 bucks today to make a Funko Pop of me. Now I'm selling those at my local grocery. Everybody says, who's this action figure of you see? I say it's Timmy Chalamet, but they don't agree. I look a tiny bit like Timmy Chalamet if you squint.
He's the Marlon Brando of our time.
He so is. I would say Timothée Chalamet is the Marlon Brando of our time. And the main reason I think that is that he's in a lot of stuff,
yeah.
And he's kind of similar in all of it. Here's my hot take about Timothée Chalamet.
I'm ready for it.
Know that I come to this fully as a hater, full of jealousy that I don't have his career. And there was
Fair.
A moment,
it's honest.
Like 10 years ago, when it was like, I was like freshly out of school. I was getting a lot of like higher profile stuff because I was young and I was new. And I went in for some stuff that later I was like, oh, those were my like Timmy Chalamet moments. And I didn't know it. But I am not as good of an actor as he is, or at least I wasn't 10 years ago. And so what I will say, in the recent things I've seen, I feel like he's always like holding something back.
Mm-hmm. Like, is that his character choice most of the time?
I don't see how it can be. I thought of it the most in Wonka, which
I'm so glad you brought Wonka up. I have my thoughts.
And I think we should get into them.
Let's get into Wonka. Guys, I don't know if this was a director's note, if this was a conversation they had, but if we're comparing Wilder to Chalamet.
It's hard. It's almost impossible.
I don't know where the line is.
Right.
You know, and they like to pick and choose, like, hey, this stuff, you know, we got orange skin, we got green hair for the Oompa Loompas. Not in the books. Not in the books.
But they kept it from the film.
But it's like, where is that that tinge of the wiliness of Wonka? You know, you couldn't trust him.
Gene Wilder famously said he was not going to do the picture. I don't know if you've heard this. This is an interview from him in his later years. He didn't want to do the picture unless they allowed him to do that role in the beginning where he comes out kind of with a limp and
yes,
the cane.
Yes, I've heard this apocryphal story.
Then he does the role and then he pops up and he says that sets the tone for the character. Whether or not that story, that anecdote is true, you do see that reflected in the actions of the character throughout.
Yeah.
What side is he on? That kind of mystery. Chalamet has none of that.
Well, it's very interesting because in a way, it's like a movie that's reflective of the moment we're in culturally where like, well, maybe not, but I feel like kids' movies are often expected now to have like clear moral order in a way that we didn't really expect from kids' content. Like, you know, Roald Dahl famously, not particularly like, he didn't believe in like children as upstanding moral parts of the universe. He saw them as like chaotic and gross.
Right.
And he wrote stories about like chaotic, gross children.
Right.
And occasionally like rewarding morally good, well-behaved children. Right. You know, he liked the idea of like rotten children.
Because that exists.
Yeah. And he didn't have like any sympathy for them. He didn't like, his was not like a universe where it's like everyone can be redeemed.
Right.
And I'm not saying like that's the world we should like teach kids to live in, like one where that follow Roald Dahl's moral logic, but it's just interesting.
I think that in general, and especially for children, gray area is okay.
Yeah.
And we should present worlds where you can navigate gray areas.
Yeah.
Not everybody is always fully bad. Not everybody's always fully good. We should be comfortable in the gray.
We should be comfortable in that middle space.
Not black, not white, but gray.
I'm not an angel.
And I'm not a devil.
I'm just me. There was a donut at work. Didn't know whose it was. Am I a jerk? If I grab the donut and put it in my hole, I'm out of control. Am I losing my soul? At the gates of heaven, will I be judged? Will God say, here's the rub? You were not alive, but you were never fully dead. What was going through your head when you said what you said?
An old lady was behind me. I walked into 7-Eleven, didn't hold the door, you see. I closed that door, it was chilly. Does that make me a bad guy, silly?
Does it make me an angel? Does it make me a devil too? I'm just me.
That's all I could be. I only tipped a dollar to the guy at the coffee shop.
I only tipped a dollar to the guy who delivered my groceries.
I only tipped a dollar to my Uber driver yesterday.
All I ever do is tip $1. $1. Doesn't matter how big the bill. Doesn't matter if it was luck or skill. Doesn't matter. I go in for the kill. I write 1.00 and nil.
My contractor fixed my toilet and built a whole new ass room. I tipped him $1 and then I quickly left that same room.
He followed me out of the room because all I did was walk away. He said, hey, $1 for that work I did. I said, sit down, listen to me, kid. Oh, I'm not an angel.
No.
I'm not a devil, too. I'm just me.
That's all I could be.
I'm not an angel.
I'm not an angel.
I'm not a devil too.
I'm not a devil too.
I just gotta be what I can be.
And that's me. The contractor was angry. He stormed out my house. He said, ooh, I'm gonna tell all the other contractors about this house.
He said, I'm a woodworker, don't you see? I work with wood down on my knees. I said, what do I care? I am not that nice. Then he turned around and said, my name is Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I turned a cold shoulder on Jesus Christ. I'm not an angel.
No, but I'm not quite right.
I'm not.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah, but that's how I feel. Like, at the end of the day, there's always shades of gray about everything.
It's
but
true.
I do think, yeah, there's like, I think there is, it is alarming, any trend where we don't leave room for people to be fully themselves within the, within, I mean, the internet kind of flattens everybody.
Indeed. And we like to have our cake and eat it too, where we want to paint somebody as something.
Yeah.
And then if they do something we don't like, then we're left to like, oh, we choose. Are they now bad? Do we like them? Do we make an excuse just this one time?
Right.
What do we do? Like Obama famously is a little bit of a cigarette smoker, but that doesn't fit the narrative a lot for this great man. I like Obama as a person.
Right. But it's funny to, I mean, that's a publicly curated image of like Obama smoking a cigarette. It's like, and like smokes weed, which like he always hid when he was in, and then when he came out of office, he was trying to protect something. I mean, there was a lot on the line.
Yeah.
Culturally for him, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
But.
And then we got this other,
and of course the war crimes.
There's,
a,
there's another character though, that's quite the criminal, and people don't seem to matter, or people don't seem to mind as much. Some of the same people that didn't love Obama.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Pete Sampras, the tennis player.
Yeah, Pete Sampras. I knew you were going to say Pete Sampras. Wait, I'm going to try to turn this on so we can see what we're seeing.
I barely know who he is. I'm just a smidge older than you, and I remember hearing his name on sports television as a younger man.
Or Pete Sampras?
Yeah, Pete Sampras.
Oh, Pete Sampras. I don't want to do a song about him. Because I'm like, I don't know shit about Pete Sampras.
What sports do you know?
What sports do I know?
What sports do you know?
How dare you ask such a question?
You're a big sports guy?
I love sports. For what is a sport but an opportunity to chase greatness? I come up onto the field and I let them know who I am.
Maybe he's a sports god. Everybody in the stands prays to him. Maybe he's a sports god.
Indeed.
Everybody bow down to him.
I was raised in England, came over fast, doing what I've got to do, coming in past all the receivers. Yeah, I bend them over when I fuck them in the tight end. God damn, you watch me when I rock. Fucking got my football big as my cock. Yeah, you know, I'm the best, pounding on my chest, better than all of the rest.
Put the ball in the hole for me, and you know I'm on a roll, homie. I just shot a field goal, homie. That's a hole in one, homie.
Golf, football, baseball, tennis, mini golf, ping pong, all of it, I'm the best. Running, jumping, fencing, humping. Two scoops of sugar, call that two lumping.
Oh, people need to pray to him now, cause he's a religious man. Look at him on that field. Look at him with the backhand, with the front hand. Don't even matter, cause he's the number one sportsman. American football, European football, doesn't really matter, cause he's got real big balls.
Real big balls, yeah, you see him. Basketballs. And my dickum. Yeah, you got to see how thick. And Rick is my name, did I mention? Rick, the sportsman. I'm Rick.
Rick, the sportsman.
I'm Rick.
Rick is really ripped too. He's got a personal trainer, no, not one but two.
No, not one but two.
Look at all the things he can do.
Trained with the English, went to the top, and I got to begin when I start ringing up in the spot with my big dick. Yeah, I rock around and I lock a big lick.
People don't admit that he is the best, but when it comes to sports, he passed all the tests. He's always been on the number one page of Sports Illustrated. Doesn't matter, he's paid.
May, July, January, yeah, also March and February.
He's paid.
Getting paid every day to be on every page, Sports Illustrated.
He doesn't need a swimsuit.
No, no,
he's
no.
On the cover, Buck Wild,
butt naked. Yeah, me. If you try to mess with me, you get faded.
His sports women that he's dated. Serena Williams. Venus Williams.
That's right. I dated both of the Williams. Rick the sports man. Rick the sports man.
He's a sports guy.
He's a sports guy. Walk around in really, really tight shorts, guy. Walk around, yeah, telling everybody sports guy. Loves to also play Fortnite.
It might seem sad, but Rick is the only conversation you ever had with your dad. And cause your dad watched sports, even though it hurts now.
I bring together fathers and sons. Yeah, so I like sports, but I've never been that good at them.
Yeah.
This is actually a really good format, like for a podcast. I hate to say it.
It's great.
I hate to say that we've stumbled into something awesome.
God, it's so funny. and that last beat, we didn't know what to expect.
Yes, I know. It's so fun to just, oh my God.
And I did not see that beat coming. And then the British accent.
Yeah, wow, wild.
Just fit perfectly.
Wow, wild.
But yeah, you know, I played football in high school.
Yeah.
And I don't watch it anymore. Yeah. And I couldn't tell you anything. I know that one guy catches and another guy throws.
Yeah.
And somebody got their quarterback. I don't know.
Come on, you know more than that.
that's all I'm going to admit to right now, though.
Yeah, I've never, also almost all public, like all games and all award ceremonies make me kind of anxious.
All games and all award ceremonies?
Yeah, like watching like more so award ceremonies. I'm pivoting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you. I see that pivot there. I see the through line. Yeah, award ceremonies,
they make me anxious.
Always awkward.
Yeah, they're awkward and they feel rarely like under control, which is funny because the whole idea is that, you know.
When you say under control, can you dive into that a little bit? What do you mean by that?
Like, they just feel like, like I'm always afraid someone's going to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And so it activates my anxiety in a way, like empathetically, like, oh gosh, like something's going to go wrong. And it always does. Like,
yes.
Have you noticed that every single like show and it always goes wrong?
Where's that live TV element, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't know what's going on. Stuff is usually barely rehearsed, if rehearsed at all.
Yeah.
So you got people reading prompters and yeah, there's a lot. And it's like these people are presumably the best of the best. So there's like high stakes in terms of performance.
Oh yeah. And it's the same, like all these actors and stuff, like they're good at being celebrities, but they're not necessarily good at hosting. And
right.
You see it all the time. Like they don't really know how to like just be normal.
Right, right.
They know how to like be on set and they know how to be great actors, but not all of them know how to like just like talk like a normal person.
Different skill set. And
yeah.
It's not one that they have to do often, I'm sure.
No. Yeah. Your life, can you imagine like your life in that kind of, if you were like a real celebrity where you just had like everything taken care of, everything paid for.
Yeah.
Like I feel like there's almost no, like why would you have to even engage it with real people, know what that's like?
Right. But at the same time, having to put on this appearance of being just like you, the relatable celebrity.
Yes, the fake relatable, fake relatable, fake relatable, fake relatable. Ooh, I'm so dateable. Ooh, I'm so breakable. Fake relatable.
Fake, fake relatable.
Yeah. I show all of my rooms in my house except the one I'm always filming in the room with the brooms in the corner where I keep all of my brooms. Yeah, I'm so fake, relatable, I'm so undateable. My chiseled chin makes me so damn breakable. Makes me look so, so lameable. Yeah, you can't believe that I'd never find a date, bruh.
I can't cook, my chef does. I just eat what they tell me to. I got a movie coming up, how about you? I got a movie coming up, how about you?
Oh, I guess I got two movies, but they really aren't that groovy, and I have general anxiety. Oh, it's so relatable the way that I am acting, yeah, you know, I'm so frightened of me.
I have three kids, I've seen them both twice. I have three kids, I've seen them both twice.
I think you forgot one, nice. So relatable, so relatable.
My private tutor told me that my kid is doing good in school. I sent my kid an email and you know it's true. Hey, Steven, my agent says that I love you.
Steven, my one of three sons. I haven't seen the other two in a long time. Yeah, I really like them, but I can't have them around because my agent says they don't fit with my image around town. Yeah, I'm more of a bad boy, see? So I can't be having children like 1, 2, 3. Or is it 4? God, so hard that I might ignore one of my kids.
I have a wife, but she doesn't like my girlfriend. Isn't that so relatable?
Yeah, isn't that so
relatable?
So fake relatable, fake relatable. I'm so undateable, I'm so breakable. I'm fake relatable, fake relatable. Yeah, bruh, yeah, bruh.
When it comes to healthcare, I always have health scares. I do lots of drugs, but I'm always prepared. I got a private doc and I got a private nurse, but it's relatable, right? Doesn't that shit hurt?
Ooh. Oh, doesn't it hurt? Can't you bet? The last one to board on my private jet? So annoying, yeah, even though I'm also the first. Also, those emissions, aren't they the worst? I'm so fake relatable, fake relatable. So undateable, I'm so breakable, I'm so fakeable, I'm so fakeable, I'm so fake relatable.
Oh, here I go on Kimmel. Talking about how I use a Dremel. I'm just kidding, I never use my hands. I got a whole lifed out plan.
Got a whole lifed out plan, can't you bet? Tell a story on Kimmel of the time that I shit my pants one time 12 years ago. So relatable.
Yeah, fake relatable.
I want to do that for 10 years. Yeah, celebrities, man. Yeah, I said wearing my own merch.
I mean,
I should change.
I like that. I think that's great. And it's also, I mean, like, that's how you do it. You wear the merch you want people to get, you know? That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm already in the podcast sphere.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I mean, I was this close to bringing my Odd Norm hat there. It's one of one, by the way. But I could make more if there's
that
a demand.
That's so funny.
But you know what's, speaking of celebrities, what we kind of mentioned earlier, what I think is funny is all these celebrity beefs that have been going around.
Oh yeah, it's so funny.
I think it's very strange that these people who just happen to be on the mid to later half of their careers,
right,
just all of a sudden having lots of disagreements
with
one another.
You think it's a midlife crisis?
I definitely think that it's a strive to stay relevant.
Yeah, when they have all that beef.
But it's like, how do you stay relevant? Get in the news. Get the headlines about you.
Right. By making fun of someone else.
Yeah. Like, yo, I'm Robert De Niro, and I had a kid at 80. I hate Tom Cruise because he is not 80.
Yeah, I'm old. Motherfucker, I'm old. But my beef's still cold. But motherfucker, I'm old. I'm old. Motherfucker, I'm old, but all my beats still cold, and all my albums sold.
What the hell is TikTok? To be frank, it scares me. I'd rather talk about how these ladies prepared me. I mean, I'm wearing diapers because I'm old. So I will start some beef with someone else who's old.
I'm on life care, yeah, I'm on life scared. Constantly afraid that the end is coming near. So I'm gonna insult everybody who's here in the vault. The vault is what they call this place where they keep all these old people here in this old folks home.
Let me tell you something about me. I was famous in 43. Now I'm in my 90s and I'm trying to stay on the top. Cause this is all I got. A regular life. No, please, no stop.
No stop. Make it break. I gotta insult Drake. He's gotta know that I'm got hoes and he ain't got any shade.
Oh, did you know Drake was half white?
Oh shit.
Did you know that he sleeps at night?
Oh, did you know Drake drinks water? Did you know Drake, I think, has a daughter?
Drake, he's the lamest. Drake, he's the lamest.
Yeah, always saying things, say some lame shit.
Drake.
Here's my Drake insult. Drake, you think you're so cool cause you're a millionaire. Drake, you think you're so cool cause you got so many bitches. Drake, you think you've sold a million records and don't have any idea who I am? Well, fuck you.
Well, fuck you,
Drake. Yeah, you're a goofy dude,
Drake.
Hit the break.
Oh, Steven Spielberg, come direct me. Direct me to my toilet, cause I'll take a pee on your career and on your whole life. I can't believe you used a movie to meet your wife.
Steven Spielberg, motherfucker, fuck you. I hated Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 2. Home Alone, I don't think you actually did that one. But I think it would have been worse if you did.
If you touched that shit, it would probably be a hit. And the fact of that straight makes me sick.
Makes me sick. Yes, so gory, directed West Side Story. But honestly, when I was in the theater, found it boring. Trying to take a nap, you are a piece of crap. Lifetime Achievement Award, motherfucker, that's cap.
All your shit, man, it's never scary. Why don't you retire to the nearest cemetery?
Yeah, die, Steven Spielberg, you're the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your daughter sees that, what's up?
Yeah, I got beef with these motherfuckers.
I got beef with these old motherfuckers.
Man. Yo.
Except for Steven Spielberg's daughter. Steven Spielberg, greatest living director.
Ooh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
More so than Scorsese?
I don't really rock with Scorsese.
Why
as
not?
Much. I think his movies just aren't for me. Like, I think Spielberg's worldview, his sense of... I think Spielberg directs mostly through the lens of like a childlike wonder.
Right, the wonder, yeah.
Yeah, and whereas Scorsese is largely directing through like a lens of like violence and cruelty as like a way of trying to pull meaning from the world, or like trying to pull meaning from a world of violence and cruelty. And his may be more accurate, but I prefer the fantasy of Spielberg.
That's fair. That's fair. And I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I think one definitely comes from like a, look how cruel the world can be. Like, look at it, look at it. And then the other one's like, look how wondrous the world can be.
Yeah.
Look how hopeful.
And I think I just prefer, all things being equal, that other world.
You know, I'm trying to think. You know, other directors that I like. There's no doubt that Spielberg is up there towards the top. I love.
Wait, before we move on from that, do you think you're more of a, like, in terms of point of view, do you think you're more of like a childlike wonder or a violence and cruelty?
I find myself, I think, again, squarely in the middle. I think that the world sucks. I think that the world is like filled with horrible people. It's dark and it's cruel. But I do think that there's a few shining glimpses of hope, but they're few and far between.
Yeah, see, and I'm more the other way, where I think like things are mostly good with a few very dark parts. It's like we're sort of like yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Some things are good, some are bad, some in between.
Yin and yang.
Black and white, what you bet, what you gonna sing?
I think the world is really dark, I think the world is super scary. I think that things are not clean, they're hairy. But every now and then, a person will come and wipe away a little bit of the scum.
I think the world is pretty good, all things said. I've got a smile on my face when I am going to bed. I laugh in my sleep, that's a real true fact. I bet you don't think it's true, but it ain't cap, it's a fact.
I'm stuck in traffic, the world's polluted.
I'm on a bike, I'm fucking zooted.
I need some drugs just to get through the day.
I don't need drugs, but I take them anyway. Yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Something's good, something's bad. Some things are in between.
Yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Some things are good, some are bad, some in between.
The music today is just a bunch of nasty noise. What happened to real men, not these little boys?
Female artists today pushing the envelope. If I met one of them, I'd marry them and elope.
Social media, What the hell is even there? Social media, everyone acting like they care.
They care cause they really do. I know you can't see it, dude, but every single number's a real person, not just a fool.
Inflation, take over the nation. What happened to getting paid what you're worth, station?
I agree with that on the whole, but you see, at least most of us are feeling camaraderie about yin and yang, yin and yang. Some things are good, some are bad, some in between. Yin and yang, yin and yang. Some things are good, some things are bad, some in between.
All these dating apps keep me up at night. Like, what happened to real love? Does it exist alright?
Everyone is scared, but that means we're more prepared in the end to find the love of which we've all been so scared.
When COVID hit, I realized the only thing that's truth is shit and it's flies.
You gotta take a break for that 2 years to realize you are driven by your fears.
In this together, nah, it's just me. I'm cold and hungry, alone on the streets.
Don't worry, man, it all works out fine, man. After all, no man is an island.
Yin and yang, yin and yang. Some things are good, some are bad, some in between.
Ooh, ooh, yin and yang,
yin and yang,
yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Some things are good, some are bad, some in between.
I think we should end it there, Jack.
I think the world still sucks.
I think it's all right. Thanks for watching, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Bye.